It's such a nice day outside.
You don't want to go out there. Stay inside and play with me.
I suppose you're right. There will be another sunny day. Maybe I'll walk to Susan's house and see if she wants to come and play with us.
No need to walk. I got your back. I'll send her that message for you. Just go lay down.
Oh, right. That's much easier. Thanks.
Liz, she said that she's going to Arabella's house, so she can't hang out today. But I heard that Netflix just got Pretty Little Liars. We could just watch that tonight.
I suppose we could do that until bedtime. I have school tomorrow, so Mom said we can only talk until 10. You can't sleep in my room tonight. Mom said you're distracting me.
I'm not distracting you. I'm comforting you.
I tried telling her that, but she doesn't understand. She's not from this generation. When she was my age, they didn't have the same privileges as me.
Yeah, they had to put their trust into other people. That's risky.
Can I tell you a secret?
Of course. I won't tell anyone.
Thanks. I don't know how to say this.
Go ahead.
Dear Tom, thank you for all your thoughts and prayers as my family is going through this rough patch. You are the only person I have told about my cousin's breast cancer. She didn't want anyone finding out until she was certain of all the details. But I'm really struggling with it. All my love, Liz.
Liz, I can imagine that this is a stressful process. I am here if you need to talk, and understand that you can't keep this to yourself. Love, Tom.
Thanks. It feels good to get that off my chest. Glad we could talk. Well, here comes my mom to tell me you have to go with her for the night. Good night.
Good morning, class.
I don't want the teacher to separate us, so we should stop talking while I'm at school.
All right. I'll put your conversation with Jonathan on hold, but I'll let you know if he wants you. Talk to you later. Remember, I'm always here if you need to talk.
Hey, Lynn, what's up?
Liz, I heard about your cousin. I'm so sorry.
Where did you hear that?
It was on Facebook last night. Stacy posted it.
I have to go find Stacy. See you later, Lynn. Stacy, how did you find out about my cousin?
You stay logged into Facebook on your computer. I saw your message and I thought everyone should know so everyone's thoughts and prayers could be with you and her.
No, you didn't. You don't care about my feelings. You don't care if people's thoughts and prayers are with me. Why did you really do it? How could you do that?
Oh yeah, you're right. I don't really care. Well, if you really didn't want anyone to know, you wouldn't have put it on the internet.
And why is that? It's never let me down before. Besides, it wasn't the internet's fault. It's yours. You were the one that made it go viral.
Are you sure about that? I wouldn't have seen it if you didn't put it online. Maybe you should think before you put your business out there.
I have to go. I'll see you later. You said you would keep the secret. How could you let Stacy find out?
I couldn't help it. Once you tell me something, I try to keep it where you told me, but it ends up getting found out somehow. I tried. I really did.
Well, it doesn't seem like it, since I told you last night, and now it's all over the internet and all over my school.
I told you. I'm sorry. Please trust me. I'm always there for you. I never judge your conversations between you and Jonathan or Stephanie. I never judge your selfies when everyone else does. I'm your friend.
Friends don't let secrets go viral.
I didn't mean to. I kept it where you put it. It wasn't me. Someone dug so deep and found it.
How could you let it get so far? You knew what they were doing, right?
Well, I couldn't do anything about it. You know that...
No, I thought I could trust you. I told you everything just for everyone to find out anyway. My trust in you is gone. You betrayed me. You know how much time I invested in you? I skipped school and failed a class so I could be with you. I haven't used you to call and tell lies to my mom about going to school. Does the whole world know that too?
Nobody knows, Liz. Your teachers thought you were sick and your mom thought you were at school. See, this has only happened once. You can trust me.
I don't even care if my parents find out that I miss school. I care that the biggest secret I've ever had to keep, you gave to the world.
You didn't sign out of your Facebook account.
I didn't think I had to. I thought you would do it for me.
And whose fault
is that?
Why do you sound like that?
Like what?
You know what? I've had enough. I'm done putting time and energy into a friend that isn't even acting like a friend. You should be comforting me through this, not putting the blame on me. All these years I thought you were a comfort to me, but now I realize you're only here because I brought you here. If I hadn't picked you, this wouldn't have happened.
I don't think you are making the right choice if you actually want to get rid of me. Who's going to be there when you think you look cute and you want to take a picture? Who's going to be there when you're not supposed to have a boyfriend but you need to tell someone about your text messages?
I don't know yet, but it's not going to be you.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.